Welcome back, listeners. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today. If you're joining us a little bit late, our guest with us by telephone on this segment is Donald C. Mahon. He visits with us from out of the Philadelphia area. You talk about in your book, Okay, God, Now What? You say, Don, that your lifestyle is what you do consistently, and you recommend that you have a spouse or a friend or even a child use a recorder to tell you what you're really like.
Yes,
that would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, one of the things is that most of us have a very different opinion of ourselves than other people do. Study after study has confirmed that. You know, you'll ask somebody, it says, how do you rate yourself? Oh, I'm pleasant, easy to get along with. And then you ask the other people around you, and they don't say the same thing. So one of the sure ways to find out who you are, really what you're really being, is to make a tape recording of yourself or ask your spouse to remind you of the things you say that ruffle their feathers. Or a child is best. You know, in the Bible it actually talked about, tell your children about the ways you're supposed to live and let the children help you remind you what that is. And so as you see what you're really doing as opposed to what you think you're doing. At the end of the day, what you're doing is you're living out of your heart. So if you want to change and improve your current condition, you have to change what's written in your heart. And the way to do that is through a constant intentional program of repetition of, sounds like a lot of time, but when you make it a lifestyle, it's not so bad. It's 2 to 6 hours a day for a minimum of 90 days. That takes whatever you're trying to put into your heart, makes it a lifestyle, and you actually live that way. So if you want to be successful, you have to change what's written in your heart. And that's the way you do it.
It would be an interesting experiment. I wonder, the only time I ever had any experience with anything like this at all was when I was in high school, and it was done anonymously among all of the people in a particular class. We, you know, everybody knew each other pretty well. Most of us had been together for several years. I tend to think you might get a more honest answer if this were done anonymously, as opposed to, you know, having your wife or your girlfriend or somebody do it. They might say what you they think you wanted to hear.
Right. Well, that's in business world they talk about a 360 degree interview process of talking to your peers and your superiors and the people that work for you to evaluate how you're doing and what you're doing. So that's the same basic principle, is to have others take a look at what you're doing. But all you need to do is to pay attention how you act when change comes your way, for example. Now, if you're the kind of person that when you're heading off to go to the store and you're running late to get somewhere and somebody cuts you off on the highway and you respond with certain hand signals, well, that goes to show the level of frustration you're really living under. If you respond with, oh, bless them, Lord, they're in trouble, help them get where they're going to go, then you're operating from a different place. So you can take a look at just how you act when things are challenging you, you know, when you get tight and up tense, as to what to do. The secret is that we're made for better and greater things. But it does take effort in order to do it. You do have to renew your mind. You have to work on it. And as you do take the program of affirmations, it can be life-transforming. One of the guys who took the program is named James. He's lives in Norwich, Connecticut. He was a veteran coming home, or had been home for a little while, but it wasn't working very well for him. Sales were down. He was irritable all the time. And his wife was not, things weren't going well with that. And he had actually been a minister for years and actually taught the Bible. But when he saw how biblical the program was, he just dived into it and started doing the affirmations that are in the book. And the more favorite ones he liked was affirmation E, where it talks about that if therefore is anybody in Christ, he's a new creature. And so he started to do those affirmations, and his wife and his children noticed he started to get more pleasant, more cooperative, more happy to be around, and his sales started to go up. That's an example of what the right kind of affirmations could do for you.
Donald C. Mahon is a scientist, studied chemistry and biochemistry, and he's also a business growth expert. Talk with us about how politics, Don, how politics are influenced by science and theology, because you contend that in your book, Okay, God, Now What? How How are politics influenced by science and theology?
Well, the first of all is that the scientific part of it, there's been a major revolution and breakthrough in advertising and marketing in the last 10 or 15 years where they've discovered the difference between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. People knew about it but really couldn't put a handle on it. Now they've become very expert at it. And so that when you talk about the political programs of the that are in this country today, you're talking about the best talent of Madison Avenue designing political campaigns, slogans, ads, advertisements, speeches, all designed to trigger you to get you to do what they want you to do. So that's where the science is really falling into it. And about the only way to resist all that is depends how strong your self-identity is. And that's where the key is, of course, in OK, God, Now What? It talks you how to build your identity in Christ, which is the strongest one available for a human being. The other part is the theology aspects of it. You know, 98% of people in America believe in God or a higher power. And so when the politicians may give lip service to it, but they'll still talk about God. Of course, that was an issue in the platform of one of the parties this year, where the president actually had to force them to put it back into the platform. But people respond to that. That triggers things that are positive to them when they see that kind of statement. And a political campaign, as any advertising campaign, is not so much trying to build new things in your heart, but to trigger what's already there. And if they can latch into and find out where you already are, they can get then the slogans and the messages that will trigger you into the fear that will cause you to vote for them and not the other guy.
We recently had, this past summer, the Olympic Games in London, the Summer Games. How you can learn from your favorite Olympic athlete to visualize the way your way to what you really want. What do you mean by that, Don?
Okay, remember Michael Phelps, when he went to the Olympics, you know, of course, the much decorated gold medals. He went in and he did his first swim, and he didn't even place in the medals. Right, he came in fourth, no medal for him. And he was really dejected. You watched him on the TV right there. And what he said was, I got the results I trained for. Which meant that as far as he was concerned, he hadn't been acting to a gold medal level prior to the Olympics. He was just going to go kind of enjoy himself and didn't think it was a big challenge. He was somewhat surprised by the fact that other people took his previous world records and used that as a way to get better than him that he had done in the past. And so he had a couple of days between then and the next race, and you could see what happened to him. He knew he didn't have the physical abilities, right? Because he hadn't trained for it, but he had been a champion in the past and knew how to think like a champion. So in the next couple of days, what he really did was work on visualizing himself swimming like he swam as a champion, thinking about it, talking about it. Of course, he exercised, but there wasn't enough time to really change his physical performance. But what he did change was his mental performance. And so when he came back to his next race, he won a silver medal only by a fraction of a second, and then he won again, and then he finally got a gold because he changed the way he thought about what he did, and his primary tool was to visualize every step of the way, doing things the right way, and doing it at champion levels. So the process of visualization is one of the things that we have built in us that they actually have discovered, for example, in a basketball team, that if you wanted to improve the free throw scores, when they throw a foul shot, was if you took one group and had them practice an hour a day for free throw shots, you had another group that didn't practice at all but visualized in their mind throwing the perfect free throw shot. It turns out that after a couple, 3 weeks of doing this, they then put them and compared them. The ones who had visualized actually did twice as good as the ones who had not. As a way to train the brain in the way that we operate, you know, and there's lots of scriptures that talk about this, doing this, seeing yourself doing it, so that you then become excellent at it. It's called mental practicing. But the first thing you have to do is to get practiced with the right style and behavior to do that. And so the same thing with politicians. What politicians do is they visualize themselves giving their speeches, and they visualize all the negative responses that they're going to get, and they visualize giving the answers that they want to give to those things, and they practice that over and over and over again so that when they get up and do public speaking, they can be excellent at it.
Where is your book available, Don?
The book is available at all places where fine books are sold. You can get it at Amazon.com, any place where you get your books. If they don't have it in stock, they can order it. The easiest place to get it is actually at my website, or the publisher's website called OKGodNowWhat.com, And if you're one of the 10th responders for the free list of top 10 affirmations, you can maybe win a free book.
If you're looking for more information about our guest, his last name is Mann with two N's, M-A-N-N, Donald C. Mann. Nice to chat with you today, Don. Nice to have you with us for a few minutes here.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I love that part of Pennsylvania. I was just up there last year.
Yeah, it's beautiful right now. We got all the color you can imagine.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Okay, nice to talk with you, Don.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now. Bye.